You're now listening to the Storm Chat Podcast. Hosted by Greg Stewart.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 30. Wow, episode 30 of the Storm Chat Podcast. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, and I turned 30 this year. So if you're listening to this podcast, hey, who knows? I mean, maybe you can win something at the lottery. You know, maybe I can be your lucky lotto number for the day. But anyway, guys, I'm your host, Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment. And today we are going to be discussing something that many indie creators lack: discipline. Now, before I get into that, I just want to let you guys know that new episodes of Storm Chat are up on Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to them on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel and wherever else you get your podcast. So I would greatly appreciate it if you guys subscribe to the show, like, share the episodes around, share them to anyone who you think might find my content useful. Anyone who might be getting into writing or game development, have them tune into the Storm Chat Podcast so we can, you know, chat it up about what it's like being an indie creator, the struggles that come with it, and what you can do to stand out from the rest of the competition. So again, I can't believe it has been 30 episodes. I'm so grateful to everyone who tunes in to the Storm Chat Podcast, wherever you are in the world or in the United States, no matter where you guys are. I really, really appreciate it. We are here on 30 episodes. We are at the halfway point of season two. Not really. I guess so. We're not really. I don't know. We'll see. Season two, I plan on having to be another 25 episodes. But again, we'll see how that works. But anyway, yeah, I just want to say I'm thankful for you guys who were here with me from the beginning, who have joined the G-Storm crew, whether you follow me on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, and, you know, all G-Storm Entertainment. If you want to follow me now, you can go ahead and look me up on the social medias and just engaging with the content and listening into the Storm Chat Podcast on Fridays. And I just want to say thank you. I mean, here we are, 30 episodes and many more to go. So with that being said, I do want to jump into the G-Storm news, because we got a little bit of news going on. And that news is I am working on some new projects, some smaller projects, nothing too crazy, just something small, simple, something that the G-Storm crew can enjoy, something that people can enjoy. While the big stuff is in production, you know, while Eternity's in Volume 2 and Strigoi, Volume 1 is in production, I'm really working hard on these series. And, you know, my artist and I are really taking our time and communicating on trying to figure out how we can make these series, these chapters, these books, just in general, just the best they can possibly be for you guys. And I just appreciate everybody who has been still showing support. I know the wait has been long since Volume 1. You know, it's been almost 2 years. It's been 2 years since Volume 1 came out. I can't believe it. Time be flying, man. But I'm just grateful that people are still sticking with me and they're excited for Volume 2 and they're seeing all the videos and little teasers I have for Volume 2. And yeah, like, just bear with me, guys. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it when it's all said and done. And then we're going to move on to Volume 3. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I've also been just taking time to really brush up on my storytelling, studying, you know, reading some books and talking to some friends and just really cracking down on my writing research and what I can do to better my craft and just better myself as a writer and independent creator and entrepreneur. And that's kind of what I want to touch on today. So the segment that we are going to be talking about for episode 30 of Storm Chat is discipline. You lack discipline. Now, you can create a manga. I know you can. And I believe you can do it, but You need more than just someone like me telling you that you can do it. You need discipline. Motivation is nice, but the work has to be done. I can sit here and pat you on the back and give you all types of advice all the live long day and say, hey, I believe in you. Don't be discouraged. You know, this kind of goes hand in hand with some of the things that I said in previous episodes. You know, I know you guys can do it. I believe you can, but you have to understand that there is a lot of work that goes into making manga. It is not as easy as some people may make it seem. You have to pick yourselves up by your bootstraps and put the tablet up, you know, and just start going, just start writing, just start doing your thing, because Lord have mercy. There's a lot of indie stories out there. You can tell that there is no discipline in them whatsoever. And I think many people, they think all I have to do is have somebody tell me that, you know, I can do it, that I can do this, or they just have to keep studying their favorite series and they think they'll be fine. But again, guys, no, like, it's more than just, oh, I like this series and this person on the internet told me that I can make a manga and yeah, that's it. That's all I can do. No, like, you have to be assertive. You have to be the one to take that initiative and say, this is what I really want to do. This is the story that I want to tell. This is the message that I want to relay to my readers. I want my audience to enjoy my content. I want to make something that will last. And you can't do that if you just ride off of people giving you cookies. Because anybody can give you a cookie. But you have to, you know, you'd be surprised how many indies have this mindset. And it really bothers me when I see a new indie creator and they say, oh, I'm inspired by my favorite anime and this is the power system. And, oh, like, I really appreciate everyone telling me that I can do this. Like, stop seeking approval from other people. Okay. Like, getting advice is nice. Getting motivated is nice. But you also have to remember that people aren't always going to be there to hold your hand when creating something. You are going to have to put the work in. You are going to have those tough nights. Like, even myself, like, I, like, have a full-time job. I have a full-time job and I run G-Storm. So it's a lot of work. And it's, you know, there's some days where I'm just very tired and I'm like, you know what? I want to write. I want to get to what I want to do for G-Storm, but I can't. And I just rest. But then there's some days I'm like, no, I can't rest. I have to get up. I have to put the work in. I got to do this. This is my business. This is my story. This is my series. I have people depending on me. I have people who are willing to spend their money on my product. I have to put in the work. I cannot just sit here and seek approval from other indie creators or any big companies saying, yeah, you can do it. We know you can. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I have to do my part. And that's the message that I want to relay to you guys. And this episode is just doing what you have to do again to get where you want to be. And you can't do that with just kumbaya, with just being friendly and happy. And I'm not saying don't overwork yourself. Don't work yourself to death. Please don't work yourself to death. No job, not even your, like, it's not even the jobs that we work. Like, it's not worth it. Do not work yourself to death. But I'm just saying, like, just take the initiative to just get a little bit of work done. My advice to you today is, if you struggle with creating something, whether you're making a manga, a Western comic, a video game, whatever it is, and you feel like you don't have enough time and you feel like that you're not really making any progress, I'm going to tell you how you can make progress in this episode right now. All you have to do is just take a few minutes, not even minutes, a few seconds of your day to just make progress. What do I mean? You can write something in your phone, like a little note. Maybe you have a new idea throughout the day. Write it down. That's all you got to do. Boom. There you go. You got something done. You could just sit there and brainstorm about something. If you have time to brainstorm about an idea that you might think might be good for your story or your project, then write it down. Or just like, just do it. Just do something. Do something that will, because at the end of the day, if you can just take a little bit of time to make a little bit of progress, you will be fine. You don't have to, I'm not saying you have to go home and from a long day of work and then start cranking out pages. Don't do that. If you feel like you can't do that, don't do that. That's just unrealistic for most people. You just have to make a little bit of progress each day. Because again, it's not wise to rush a product. You don't want to rush your story. You want to take your time. It's your story. It's your baby. You want it to be enjoyable. You want it to mean something to people. So why rush it? Take your time. Take your time with your story, your project. Do a little bit of work each day and just log what you did each day and then work, capitalize on that the next day. You know, you might even, if you have time off on the weekends, that might be your time to really grind out and figure out what it is that you can do to make your work better. Like, there's so many different ways that you can do this. Like, don't worry about just other people giving you like thumbs up and trying to seek approval and trying to get likes and clicks on social media. Like, you just have to be, again, just be disciplined. Don't lag discipline. You have to make it count. Okay. But that's all I have for you today, guys. It has been a pretty busy last couple of weeks for me, but I'm glad I'm able to get these episodes out to you. I know this one was a little bit short, but if you enjoyed this episode, please go ahead and subscribe and like and share the podcast around with your friends or anyone who is listening who may want to get into manga creation or video game design and just want to hear me yap for 12 to 20 minutes on a podcast. But yeah, guys, don't forget to like, subscribe to the Storm Chat podcast. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, as well as the G-Storm Network YouTube channel. And you can also check out my website, www.gstormgo.com, to buy my merch and check out what other content I have releasing. And join the email list. Sign up for the email list so you can be the first to know what's coming out. I'm Greg Stewart, founder and CEO of G-Storm Entertainment, LLC. Take care, be blessed, be disciplined, and have yourselves a great day. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Storm Chat Podcast, hosted by Greg Stewart. Make sure you like and comment on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe so that you never miss an episode.